This is Wesley Foster here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. You are listening to live coverage of the Round Robin Tournament that we have here in Naknek, our 2015 series. We have completed one game, the Dillingham Wolverines taking on Manicotic. And you kind of caught us off guard a little bit. Manicotic losing that game by 13 with a score of 50-63. The Dillingham Wolverines and Manicotic played to a 24-31 halftime score. Manicotic did not come out to play in the third quarter. They only scored 9 points, and 7 of those 9 points were scored in the last minute of the third quarter for Manicotic. So they were outscored 9-20 in the third quarter by Dillingham, where they took complete charge of that game. So the next game that we have on tap is the Dillingham Wolverines taking on the King Cove Rookies. Both squads are on the court warming up now. We have about 8 minutes left here. Bristol Bay will be taking on Togiak in the boys and girls bracket coming up at 7:30 and 9 o'clock. We do not know yet if Togiak and King Cove will be carried there at KSDP in Sandpoint, but they will be playing tomorrow at 4. 5:30 game has Togiak and Manicotic. Bristol Bay is against Dillingham at 7 and 8:30. And the Saturday schedule, it begins at 10 with Togiak taking on Dillingham for boys and girls. King Cove will take on the girls at 1 p.m., and the boys will take on Manicotic at 2:30 p.m. The King Cove rookies right now out on the court, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. Dillingham brings over a complete squad. Looks like 9 girls for the Dillingham Wolverines. We would like to thank our sponsors for the basketball game this afternoon: Delta Western, Penn Air, Glacier Construction, Alaska Sportsman Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, CNC Heating, Worldwide Fuel, Bristol Bay Cellular, Leader Creek Fisheries, NEA, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, King Flying Service, Al and Lou's Bed and Breakfast, D&D, Bristol Bay Borough, fine sponsors here bringing us coverage of the Round Robin 2015 series. They caught us off guard just a little bit, Jeff, wanting us to talk.
Start early here, huh?
So we decided that we were going to start a little bit early. Dillingham, when you look at the matchup, might have a little bit of the advantage. Haven't seen them play yet this year. King Cove, you know, when you just look at them, you think that King Cove a little shorter in stature, but they may make up in the way of quickness, just like the Manicotic Dillingham game that preceded this one. Manicotic was very fast, yet lost the height advantage by probably an average of 2 to 3 inches.
Talked to both coaches just a minute ago when I was down there checking on our lineups, and King Cove is coached by Paul Barker. He said his team is 8-0. They haven't lost a game yet this year. I'm not just sure who all they've played, but certainly off to a good start there with an 8-0 record. The coach for Dillingham is Carl Clark, and he said his team is 4-5 on the year. I know they lost a real tough game to New Haven over in the Sockeye Classic that kept them out of the championship game, but they certainly looked good to me when I watched them play over there in Dillingham. I'm surprised that their record is just 4-5, as they played New Haven really tough, and New Haven's girls were always, you know, real good. Bristol Bay was able to defeat New Haven for the championship over there, but Dillingham hung right in there to the very end against New Haven in the semifinal round of the Sockeye Classic. So Dillingham's a pretty good ball team, and King Cove evidently is too, you know, by their 8-0 record. So this ought to be interesting to see how this one goes this evening. Got our starting lineups here for both teams. Should we go ahead and do those at this point, Wes?
Sure.
For the King Cove rookies, coached by Paul Barker again, their record is 8-0. Their starters will be Kaylee Calver, Cameron Samuelson, Peyton Kazakin, Chanel Newman, and Kiana Utek. And they'll bring three girls off the bench, Shankel Mack, Mary Yachmaneff, and Emily Brandel, or Brandel. Also just mention here the captains, Kaylee Calver, Cameron Samuelson, and Peyton Kazakin. That's the captains, three seniors for King Cove. So I noticed that those three girls, those three captains are all seniors. The other two starters, Chanel is a junior, and Kiana Utek is a freshman. So they've got some experience there, three seniors starting for King Cove. And I know that Dillingham, not sure the year of some of these kids, but I know I've seen Sydney Dre play for a couple of years. She's a really, really good ball player, and the others sure will do real well also.
Sydney Dre is an 11th grader. They have three seniors in the books. Brooklyn George, Mariah Dre, captain it says here in the program, and Kelsey Larson, 5'4" senior, 5'2" Mariah Dre for Dillingham, and a 5'5" senior in the way of Brooklyn George. So, you like a full team of seniors, but you don't like it when they graduate. So something that you look forward to, that you have a good, sturdy team that is fully lined up of seniors that have a lot of experience, but you don't like a lot of experience to be leaving you after they graduate. And that's the beauty of high school, college, is that you always have a fresh team every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Dillingham always brings over a tough team, Jeff. No matter what year it is, they always bring over a tough team. We'll have to see who actually gets acclimated to the court, to the gym, the fastest. And I think that is always an issue when you travel, is to get acclimated to the lights, to the rim, to the whole gymnasium. Even I remember reading a story about the Super Bowl. You know, in basketball or football, a football is 100 yards long. Everything's the same in every stadium. Basketball, things could be a little bit different.
Yep.
Lights, you got more lines on some courts. You got a little bit longer, some courts a little bit wider. Here we got at least what's down there in those corners between a three-point line, 4 or 5 feet right there. Some gymnasiums like in King Cove, where I don't know if they've got a new one, but the gymnasium I was in years ago, you don't have but maybe 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got narrower gymnasiums. But right here we have a large gymnasium. If you're used to full court pressure, a larger gymnasium feels a little different. So you got to acclimate and acclimate fast.
And that's why they call it home court advantage. You know,
exactly.
You're used to what you're playing on, but the visiting teams come in, and it's somewhat of a new experience for them.
If you are just joining us, we just got moments away from the tip-off, and we're going to go through our sponsors for our game. Delta Western, Penn Air, Glacier Construction, Alaska Sportsman Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, PNC Heating, Worldwide Fuel, Bristol Bay Cellular, Leader Creek Fisheries, NEA, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, King Flying Service, Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, D&D, Bristol Bay Borough, all fine sponsors here on KAKN for this basketball tournament. Oh, we got two microphones.
We are about ready to start play here. And it looks like it'll be jumping center. That'll be Sarah Schroeder for Dillingham. And it'll be for the King Cove rookies. It's number 11. That will be, boy, I don't have the numbers
Kiana
on here.
Kiana Utek.
Kiana Utek. So I've got a roster here for King Cove, but not their numbers. Well, there they are. So
you know, I... Kiana had a red sweater on. I didn't know if she was a supervisor, assistant coach, or what, but He's out there playing now.
Well, we're underway here, and it'll be Dillingham ball to start with. That's going to be one of the Dre girls there. Looks like Mariah Dre. There's a long three-pointer. That one was put up by Charlene Evald with a nice three-pointer for Dillingham. Two-pointer. They're going to say that was a two-pointer. Here comes King Cove quickly down the other way on the dribble there. That was Peyton Kuzakin. She lost the ball out of bounds, and it'll go back now to Dillingham. Sydney Dre inbounds it. Gets it in there to Katarina Maurer. Long pass ahead. Tried to get it to
Charlene Evald, and she loses it out of bounds.
So it'll go right back to King Cove. Inbounds pass. No. Comes to Kuzakin. Brings the ball all the way down. Pass inside. Knocked out of there. Taken away by Sydney Dre. And King Cove with the ball once again. Bringing it down here for the rookies. That's Peyton Kuzakin. There's a long three-pointer put up. That shot missed there by Calver. And rebound taken down now by Mariah Dre. Is that Mariah or Marina? Mariah Dre for Dillingham. Into Schrader, turns around to the free throw line, shoots and misses. And the rebound taken down by Evald. Excuse me, that's Maurer. And so offensive board here. There's a shot by Sydney Dre. Tried to save it there, Mariah Dre, but it goes out of bounds, and the ball will go back to King Cove. 2-0 in the early going here. Dillingham with the 2-0 lead. We've just played about a minute. And the inbounds pass comes to Cameron Samuelson. Having trouble bringing it down. A little pressure here by Dillingham. It'll be Kuzakin with the ball now. Peyton Kuzakin passes it on the right side. Gets it off there to Calver. Calver back to Kuzakin. Dribbling on the right side. Man-to-man defense here by Dillingham. Way out front, long three-pointer put up. And no good by Chanel Newman. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay King Cove ball.
Charlene Evald gave a little bit of hint as to what Dillingham wants to do. That was number 21.
That was Peyton. Peyton Kuzakin with a nice shot up and in. They call that a three or a two?
Should be a three, but they've yet to put it on the board.
Dillingham quickly the other way. Mariah Dre gets it into Schroeder. Back out front now to Sydney Dre. They gave her a two-pointer on that one, so we're all tied up at two apiece here. 2 minutes into the ballgame. Mariah Dre to Schroeder at the free throw line. Turns, shoots, misses. Rebound taken down by Maurer. Now a shot up and blocked. And here comes King Cove once again. That'll be Newman bringing the ball across. Pass down low to Samuelson. He hands it off to Calver, shoots, misses, and it'll be a rebound here for Dillingham. Here comes Mariah Dre for the Wolverines. Mariah Dre, bounce pass on the right side to Evald. Bounce pass inside to Maurer.
Fouled by Calver.
Always a challenge at the beginning of the games to get these numbers and names down, especially when you're not familiar with the two teams. So bear with us as we try to identify the girls. 2-2 is your score here. 5:11 to go in the first quarter. It'll be Katarina Maurer shooting free throws. She makes the first one. 3-2 Dillingham.
She's got a very nice free throw shot. Good rotation. High arch on that one. That's what you like to see from the free throw line.
That foul was on Kaylee Calver, her first. Team's first. Both free throws are made by Maurer, and it's 4-2 Dillingham. Now as they head down court, King Cove loses the ball, picked up by Mariah Dre for Dillingham, and a very effective full-court press. There's a long one by Evald, and it's good, just inside the three-point line. That's a two-pointer, and it's going to be 6-2 Dillingham, and Coach Barker is up off the bench for King Cove. He wants a timeout as his team has fallen behind 6-2. About 3 minutes into the ball game.
Dillingham doing some very precise passing around the perimeter, and then they try to sneak one in to the paint area. Evald there has tried her hand at a three. She's also tried fast breaking. She was on one of the attempts that Dillingham had on a defensive rebound, but lost. She was two-thirds of the way down the court. Nearest King Cove player was about 5 yards off, so He wants some action real fast.
Got a little scorer's table malfunction there. The buzzer sounded inadvertently as King Cove inbounded the ball. So the scorers say that didn't mean to do that, so it'll be King Cove taking the ball out once again. On the inbounds pass here, it'll be Cameron Samuelson. Throws it into number 11 there. That's UTEC. UTEC gives it off now to Kazakin. There's a long three-pointer. Put up, no good. And rebound down to Dillingham. It'll be Mariah Dre to bring it down for the Wolverines. That full-court press that Dillingham is applying is somewhat successful. There's a long shot put up by Evolt. No good. Nice rebound haul down there by Samuelson. Hands it off to Kazakin. Kazakin over to Calver. And King Cove will set up their offense. Dribbling the ball out front there is Newman. Back up front to Calver. And now back to Kazakin out front. We've got a whistle as a ball just came rolling out onto the floor. Not sure where that one came from. And the whistle blew here. We got a little stoppage of play. So we'll be out of bounds here once again to King Cove. And throwing it in will be Cameron Samuelson. He passes it in to Peyton Kazakin. Peyton dribbles, comes down the left side, throws it right back out. Long shot put up there by Cameron Samuelson. It's no good. Rebound down Dillingham. Long full court pass stolen away. Nice steal there by Chanel Newman. Gives it back off to Kazakin, and here comes King Cove once again. They trail up 6-2. Dillingham with the lead over King Cove with 3:48 to go in the first quarter. On the dribble there is Chanel Newman. Calver with a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound, battle for, put back up and in. Nice job.
Samuelson there for that offensive rebound. Put it up hard.
And it's 6-4. Dillingham with the two-point lead. And King Cove with a little pressure. A couple of girls pressuring the ball as it comes up court. That'll be Evolt with the ball. Inside to Schrader. Excuse me, that's Maurer. Maurer tries to put up a shot and is blocked and taken right out of there by a King Cove player. Bringing it up now for the rookies is Cameron Samuelson. To Kazakin. Over to Newman. Newman drives down the lane. Nice bounce pass over to a new player into the ball game here. Number 10. And we don't have her, is it?
Mack.
Shankle Mack, I believe, is the name.
Dillingham playing their very precise slow ball that it looks like they're really comfortable doing.
King Cove with the ball. I was just checking the name there to see I had that right. Shankle Mack into the ballgame here for King Cove. Kazakin dribbles down the lane. Nice pass over down to Mack. Mack drives the left baseline, and they're going to say there was a foul. Looks like maybe she was offensive foul there, putting her elbow out and pushing her way into the lane. Nope, that's a defensive foul. That's on Schroeder of Dillingham, so it'll be out of bounds here to King Cove. Samuelson to inbound it. There's a three-pointer by Kazakin. It is up and good. Nice shot by Peyton Kazakin.
She's got five.
And that gives King Cove the lead, 7-6. And now a steal. Ball was stolen away here as Dillingham came up court. Chanel Newman stole the ball. And then she was fouled by the Dillingham player who tried to get the ball back. So it was 2:18 to go here in the first quarter. It's King Cove ball.
I had three Dillingham players around that one King Cove. Now, if Dillingham had the ball, someone didn't have their head in the game because here comes small number 20, Newman, and just takes it right away from them, and they get a turnover.
Newman now on the dribble. Out front to Calver. He passes or hands it off to Peyton Kazakin, dribbling out front against his man-to-man defense for Dillingham. King Cove leads at 7-6 here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's a steal by Mariah Dre. The ball's on the floor. Everybody grabbing for it. Finally, Sydney Dre comes out with the ball, drives all the way down the lane, shoots and misses, but she's fouled. I believe that's going to be on Calver, Kaylee Calver. That'll be her
second personal one.
Second,
at least.
Second foul. So Sydney Dre will go to the free throw line with a chance to give Dillingham the lead. Yep, they're saying first foul on Kaylee Calver there, Wes. Free throw by Sydney Dre is good.
He's got one.
And it's all tied up at 7 here with 1:53 to go in the first quarter. Sydney Dre. She's a senior. She's been playing for a little while here. She's just a junior, so been a good ball player for a couple of years here for Dillingham, and got one more year after this. Second free throw is no good, but the rebound down to Maurer, who gives it back to Sydney Dre, and Sydney loses it out of bounds. So we're all tied up at 7 here with a minute 49 to go in the first quarter.
Dillingham continuing with that full court pressure.
Chanel Newman, wow, she brings it down the right side, and there's a big collision with Maurer of Dillingham, and we're going to have a blocking foul on Maurer.
You really cannot try to get in front of a dribble. You've got to use that sideline or the center line as your sixth player on the game when you're doing that full court pressure, because it's hard to catch up with the dribble.
That was the first foul on Maurer, so the ball goes back here to King Cove. Zakin on the dribble out front. Also into the game here now is Mary Lee Yachmenev for King Cove. There's a nice drive down the lane by Kaylee Calver. Wow, nice drive down the lane. Puts it up and in, and she's fouled.
2 points.
She's going to go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play attempt here. Foul on Dillingham there was on, they're saying, Schroeder. That's her second foul. Kaylee Calver with a chance to give King Cove the three-point lead. She does. She hits the free throw, and it's going to be 10-7 now. King Cove with the lead over Dillingham. And with that, we've got a timeout by Coach Clark.
Calver stands at 5'9" for the King Cove rookies. So by far, one of the taller players on the squad.
Yep. One of the tallest players on the floor here. Actually, she is. I guess Katarina Maurer is 5'9" also for Dillingham, so... Couple of 5'9" girls going at it underneath the basket there. But nice three-point play by Kaylee Calver, and it gives King Cove the three-point lead at 10-7 with a minute 23 to go here in the first quarter.
Calver, a senior, can really see that. She's got a good presence on the basketball court for the rookies. She's trying to help her as the game started with her freshman, trying to give her some pointers as to where to stand and what to do. When you're a freshman starting for a team, that's kind of difficult. But King Cove has to do what they got to do. 10-7 with 1:23 here in the first quarter, and full court pressure by the rookies.
Dillingham breaks the press as they pass the ball. Long one way ahead there to Maurer. Drives into the lane, loses the handle on the ball, tries to roll it across the lane, and it's picked up by one of the King Cove players. A nice job underneath there by
Newman.
Number 10. Is that 10, Newman?
20 was 20.
Okay. And it'll be King Cove ball once again here. Yachmenov with the ball. Gives it off to Newman. Newman dribbles it off her foot. She's going to be called for kicking the ball. That's a turnover on King Cove. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Dillingham will have the ball after the rookie turnover. Into the ball game here now for Dillingham is number 31. That's Shania Atteen. Sydney Dre on the dribble here for Dillingham.
Shania way out doing some of the dribbling duties.
That's Evolt underneath the Maurer up. No good. But the rebound taken down by one of the Dillingham players who puts the shot up, misses it. And King Cove with the rebound. Here comes Newman. Newman loses the ball on the way back down. Here comes Maurer. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Maurer ahead to Atteen. Back out front, Sydney Dre. Schroeder from the free throw line. Nice shot. Just beyond the free throw line on the left side.
Schroeder for two.
Sarah Schroeder.
10 seconds left in the first quarter.
Here comes Calver. Nice pass underneath to Yachmenev. Up and good. And it's 12-9. Long shot. Just before the buzzer sounds, are they going to call a foul on Sydney Dre? Or what's the... No, she's fouled. Like with 4/10 of a second left, I think Sydney Dre is going to go to the free throw line.
That was really not a very wise foul. I was just looking at...
Shankle Mack was the one that made that
basket.
Yep, sorry about that. Shankle Mack, for those of you listening down in the King Cove area, made a nice basket to give King Cove a 12-9 lead. 4/10 of a second to go here in the first quarter as Sydney Dre goes to the free throw line. She makes her first free throw, so it's 12-10. Second free throw is also good. Oh, that's going to be a three.
I didn't see the foul myself, but it had to have been at least a four-point attempt.
Well, she was shooting from clear under the other basket. She gets three free throws and makes two of the three. And so it's 12-11 here with King Cove with the lead at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll be back for the second quarter.
All right. Got a little bit of a break. Sorry, I wasn't sure that they were going to give him a couple minutes. We will come back with live coverage of the rookies visiting over in King Salmon.
Are you looking for a new TV, movie, or a video game system? Are you in Sandpoint, Alaska? Do you like to save money? Then Wastak Electronics, out on the spit in the Peter Pan complex, is for you. Wastak offers big city discounts in Bush, Alaska. Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint, Alaska.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online.
Basketball
at
coming to you from the Bristol
Peninsula
Bay Round
Airways
Robin.
Is a pro-
where we've got the King Cove rookies taking on the Dillingham Lady Wolverines. We are just ready to start the second quarter, and it's King Cove in the lead, 12-11, and with the alternating possession arrows, it's King Cove ball here to start the second quarter. Peyton Kazakin on the dribble gives it off to Calver. Now on to the left side over there to UTEC. Back into Calver in the corner. UTEC with the ball. Man-to-man defense once again being played here by Dillingham. That's Newman on the dribble on the right side. Has the ball knocked away from her. She retains possession now. Passes it cross court to Kaylee Calver. Calver back to Kazakin. A couple of players getting ready to check back into the game for Dillingham. Pass inside there to... Not Calver, that's UTEC. UTEC is a 5'7" freshman. He's got a bright future ahead for King Cove. King Cove running their offense here. Now inside to Mack. Right back outside to Kazakin. Newman from the top of the key, no good on the shot. Rebound taken down by Sarah Schroeder for Dillingham. Sydney Dre brings it up for the Wolverines. There's a shot by Evolt. Round the rim and out, no good, but the nice rebound hauled down there by number 31.
Etienne.
That's Shania Etienne. On the right side there, Evolt. Darlene Evolt. Schrader at the free throw line. She likes that spot right there on the left side of the free throw line. She turns and shoots. And nothing but net. Good job there by Sarah Schrader.
4 points now for Sarah.
And Dillingham has taken the lead, 13-12. Now King Cove having trouble with the press. The pass, trying to get it out of there by...
Sydney Dre, it was Sydney Dre there, just gave a gift to the King Cove rookies. King Cove had very little time at all on that 10-second, and that ball was going out of bounds, but Sydney Dre was trying to keep it for Dillingham and loses it, so... A gift going there to the King Cove rookies.
Peyton Kazakin trying to bring the ball up court there and really got trapped. And like you said, just threw it. And it would have gone out of bounds or would have been a 10-second call. But Sydney's attempt to save it gives new life to King Cove.
That's the worst thing that you could do with full court pressure is pick up your dribble without anyone to pass it to. The remainder of the team for King Cove was well on their way across half court, and she was in very dire need of some help.
13-12, Dillingham with the one-point lead here with 6:19 to go in the second quarter. Cameron Samuelson throws it in. Gets it in there to Peyton Kazakin. Off once again to Chanel Newman. Here comes Mack driving right underneath the basket. Throws it back out front to Newman. Back over to Kazakin. Inside now. That one came in to Cameron Samuelson, who tries to put up a shot. No good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line here. She'll have two free throws coming.
You know, King Cove can get back into a nice passing game like they have the last couple times down the court and work it in, and it worked for them this time.
Free throw is good by Cameron Samuelson.
He's got three.
Tie ball game at 13. 5:59 to go here in this half. Second free throw is no good by Samuelson. Calver almost snuck in and got the rebound. Manages to tap it out, and it's brought down there by Cameron Samuelson, and she's called for traveling. So it'll go back to Dillingham.
As she was looking to try to get a pass off, she maneuvered her feet a couple of times too much.
Mariah Dre will bring the ball down for Dillingham. Right side to Atene. Three-pointer. Wow. Nothing but net. That was a good-looking shot.
She didn't even put that ball down on the court, Jeff. She just looked for the open shot and took it right away.
King Cove throws the ball away against this press on the way down, and we're going to have a pushing foul. That's going to be on Peyton Kazakin. Boy, the steal was made there by Sydney Dre, and when she got the ball, she headed down floor, and that girl can move.
She sure can, and she knows where the basket is at all times. And when she stopped, King Cove was right there. They had good defense, but King Cove was with just a little bit too much hip defense, commits the foul.
Inbounds pass by Dillingham, almost stolen by King Cove. And still Dillingham retains possession. There's a shot put up by Maurer. And she's fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line now. Dillingham's leading it here, 16-13. Strength of a nice three-pointer there by Shania Atene, who came into the game a little bit later here and didn't start the ball game, but sure hit a nice three-pointer there.
She's had a couple of good looks at that basket in this game so far, but she missed one, and she's got the edge now.
Katarina Maurer to shoot two. Her first free throw is good.
She's got three.
Notice also in the ball game here for Dillingham now is Frieda Larson. Back at the other free throw line, waiting to play defense for the Wolverines. Katarina Maurer with the second free throw. That one's no good. And the rebound taken down by Cameron Samuelson. Pass ahead. Oh, almost stolen by Dre.
It's a 2-on-1 advantage for King Cove.
Gathered in by Newman, who gives a nice little bounce pass to Kaylee Calver, who lays it up and in.
She's got five.
Gives the assist to Newman and the nice basket there to Calver. Oh, here's a pass, a dangerous pass for Dillingham right at the feet of Atene, and unable to grab that one. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on Dillingham, and King Cove will have the ball here. Here comes Zakin. 17-13 now. Dillingham leads it with 5 minutes to go in the half.
Picks up her dribble, which is really what you do not want to do on offense.
Newman with the dribble on the right side. Drives to the free throw line. Hands it off to Kazakin, long two-pointer, no good. Rebound down to Sydney Dre. Sydney Dre will bring it up court for the Wolverines. Two-point lead, Wolverines. 4.5 minutes to go here in the half. Sydney Dre just hanging on to the ball. Now she throws it inside to Mariah Dre, down the lane, up, no good. Rebound down by Newman. Newman loses a handle on it. Could have been a foul, no foul called. Calver ahead to Kazakin. Ooh, Kazakin had a nice idea. He was going to bounce it underneath there to Samuelson, but it was kicked by a Wolverine and went the length of the court.
Kazakin needs to bring it just a little bit closer to the defense before passing it off. And just like a good goalie, Dre that kicked that ball?
I'm not sure who kicked it, but they sure kicked it the length of the court and got it out of there. So it's King Cove's ball once again. Here comes Peyton Kazakin. Left wide open, straight on, three-pointer.
Whoa.
Nothing but net. Nice shot, Peyton Kazakin.
She's got eight now.
And that gives King Cove a one-point lead at 18-17. 4 minutes to go now. Here comes Dillingham. They lose the ball, and it's King Cove ball once again. Charlene Ewald was the Wolverine who lost the ball there on the offensive end. And the ball will go here to King Cove. Looks like we've got stoppage of play here.
Should have Coming up is a one-on-one situation after we get the next 16 foul.
16 fouls on Dillingham. Into the ball game here, number 14. That's Emily Brandell for King Cove. She has the ball, hands it off to Kazakin. Inside to Kaylee Calvert, turns in the lane, puts up a little hook shot. No good. Rebound taken down by Schroeder. Gives it off to Dre. Here comes Sydney Dre. Sydney Dre across midcourt.
King Cove playing a man-to-man defense right now.
Sydney just dribbling the ball out front. It's to Schroeder. Now to Mariah Dre. Mariah out front to Sydney. Looks at the three-pointer. Instead goes to the free throw lane. Shoots. Misses. Nice rebound down by the very tall Kaylee Calvert. Good rebound. Gives it off to Kuzakin. Here comes King Cove once again. On the right side there to Brandell. Back to Newman. King Cove running their offense against this man-to-man D. 2:55 to go in the half. King Cove with the one-point lead. Newman with the ball on the right side. Inlet pass to Calver. Throws it right back out to Kazakin. King Cove being very patient here on offense.
Very patient. Running some time off the clock. Trying to get it in. And we got a foul on Dillingham.
Nice inlet pass there to Cameron Samuelson. And somebody came over her back.
Maurer. So we've got a one-on-one situation for King Cove on all the fouls. 2.5 minutes left here in the second.
Looks like that foul was on Frieda Larson for Dillingham, her first foul. Chance for King Cove to expand the lead here as Samuelson at the free throw line.
Samuelson with just three.
Misses the free throw on the one-and-one. It's no good. The rebound taken down by Mariah Dre here for Dillingham. 2.5 minutes to go in the half. King Cove with the one-point lead. Sydney Dre back to Mariah Dre. Up the lane. Up. No good. Calver fights for the rebound, but taken out of there by Frieda Larson. Yep. Back out front to, she's got it to Mariah Dre and to Evolt. Down in the corner now to Larson. Little shot. Bounces out of there, no good, and the rebound hauled down by Emily Brandell. On the way up court, she loses the ball, but it's picked up by Kuzaka, and we're going to have a foul on Sydney Dre. Sydney's an aggressive ball player, good ball player for Dillingham.
Little spark coming off the bench for the King Cove rookies, Emily Brandell. She didn't seem like she would like to hold on to the ball, except this last time down, she was weaving her way through. Couple of Dillingham players until she lost a handle on it. And, substitution coming in for King Cove. Number 11 back in there, Emily Brandell. No.
That's Kiana Gutek. Free throw is missed there by Kuzakin.
A lot of missed attempts here by King Cove in the last couple of trips down.
Under 2 minutes to go now in this first half. King Cove with the one-point lead. There's a long one put up by Maurer. It's no good. She gets her own rebound, drives in, shoots, and misses. But she's fouled by Kaylee Calver, and Kaylee knew that she had committed that foul and heads straight for the bench. She must be thinking maybe that was second or third foul. They were going to take her out of the ball game, but they aren't going to substitute for her. That is her third foul, but she's going to stay in the game. Maurer will shoot two. First one's good. Ties the game at 18.
Maurer's got all four of her points from the free throw line.
We're all tied up at 18. And the second free throw by Maurer was also good. And Dillingham will take the lead 19-18. And King Cove will bring the ball down. Here it is, Kuzakin. Back up front to Samuelson. Down the corner now to that freshman Brandell. Inside the... Was it there? Utek puts up the shot. No good. Rebound taken down to Dillingham. There comes Evolt. Gives it off now to Mariah Dre. Mariah Dre on the dribble. Minute 15 to go here in the half. Sydney Dre out front. Sydney dribbles. Makes a nice little spin move. Lays it up and in. Nice drive, Sydney Dre.
5 points.
And that gives a three-point lead to Dillingham at 21-18 with just 55 seconds to go here in the first half. Randall with the ball for King Cove. It's a nice screen from Samuelson down in the corner to Kuzakin. Back out front to Samuelson. Cameron to Kuzakin. Inside to Calver. Calver.
Utek, actually.
Utek, sorry about that.
The freshman, she had two Dillingham players on her in a great big hurry. She gets the ball again and puts it right down on the floor.
And Sydney Dre ties her up.
She's got to either go right or left, but that dribble just does not help her much at all.
The hard thing is here is Calver and Utek are both about the same height. They both have hair that hangs down in the middle of their back, and when their back is to you, you can't see the numbers.
If it's 41 or 11,
yeah. You can see that it's a 1 at the end, but you can't see the other 4 or the 1 there, so kind of interesting. Utek is going to take a seat on the bench here, and Dillingham will have the ball. They're going to go for one shot. There's just 15 seconds to go here in the first half. They lead it by 3 inside to Evolt. Turns and shoots. Misses the shot. Rebound Mariah Dre. Out front to Kuzakin and steals it with 5 seconds. She comes down the floor. Ball poked away by Sydney Dre, and that's going to be another foul on Sydney. With 2.5 seconds to go, that's not what Coach Clark wanted to see.
Well, right now, King Cove had Kuzakin coming down, and it was a one-on-one situation. So it was either let her make the two or try to steal and stop her, and she fouled her instead.
Kuzakin will have 1-on-1, misses it, puts the next shot up, no good, and the buzzer sounds.
Boy, again, King Cove, as we end that first half, 21-18, really hasn't captured a lot of the opportunities that they've had.
Good first half, though. 21-18, Dillingham leads it here at the halftime over King Cove.
We would like to thank our halftime sponsors, Delta Western, Alaska West Freight, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Peninsula Automotive, Bristol Bay Telephone, Riverside Chapel, King Flying Service, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Coastal Surveyors, all fine sponsors here for this basketball tournament. We'll go over some of the scoring that we've had for the King Cove rookies. Calver has 5 points, Samuelson with 3, 8 for Kuzakin, 2 for Mack. For the Dillingham Wolverines, 5 ladies are in the book. Sydney Dre with 5. 4 for Sarah Schroeder. 4 for Charlene Evolt. 3 for Janaya Atteen. 5 points for Katerina Maurer. So even scoring by both teams, and we've got a really good game here at 21-18.
Both teams applying pressure at times, full court, sometimes with effect. Got a few turnovers. Got a few points off turnovers, and both teams have hit a couple of long shots, a couple of threes, a few shots on the inside, kind of comparable on both sides of the court, and just battling it out here, and it's a real close game, 21-18, Dillingham with the lead.
Dillingham, if you really analyze some of the players, I would say have a little bit more experience than King Cove. King Cove kind of is hesitant at times. When you put in some of the bench that King Cove has done, they've put in Emily Brandel. She seemed to be hesitant. She's a freshman, a good reason to be hesitant, you know, when you're coming into a game like this. She seemed to be hesitant at first, you know, to slow the pace of the King Cove team down. But after fashion, she got her... she got acclimated to the court, acclimated to the game. So she's putting in some fine minutes now for the King Cove rookies. And you are listening to Bristol Bay Round Robin 2015 on KSDP Sandpoint, as well as KAKN here in Naknek.
Thanks for listening to basketball here. We're going to take about a 6-minute break, and we'll be back for second half action. Once again, the Dillingham Lady Wolverines lead at 21-18 over the King Cove Lady Rookies here at halftime. We'll be back in 6 minutes. SCP down in Sandpoint, glad to bring you basketball here from Naknek, Bristol Bay High School Gym. The 2015 Bristol Bay Round Robin, the first game of the evening, saw the Dillingham boys defeat the Manicotic boys team. And the second game here is the Dillingham girls against the King Cove Lady Rookies. Dillingham with the lead at half, 21-18. Glad you've chosen to listen to some basketball here on the radio this evening. If you're in the Naknek area or King Salmon, come on down. Bristol Bay plays the last two games of the evening. So there should be a couple of good ball games with Bristol Bay boys and girls taking on the Togiak boys and girls. First at 7:30, the boys, and then at 9 o'clock, the girls game. We're just about ready to go with second half action here.
Taking a quick look at some of the scoring, Dillingham, if they want to control this King Cole rookie team, have to slow down Peyton Kazakin. She's got 8 points. She's got two from beyond the three-point line. On the other hand, you've got Sydney Dre, Charlene Evald, the highest scorers, along with Maurer. She's got five all from the free throw line, though. 4 points for Sarah Schroeder and Charlene Evald, and Sydney Dre with five. So even scoring for the Dillingham Wolverines, but we are really waiting for someone to break out of the pack here for both teams.
We are just about ready to go, and with the possession arrow going King Cove's way, they'll have the ball here. It'll be Cameron Samuelson to throw it inbound. Once again, Peyton Kazakin will take that inbounds pass, and we are underway here in the second half. Kazakin brings it right across the middle of the court, guarded here. Once again, man-to-man defense by Dillingham. Newman with the ball on the right side has the ball knocked out of her hands, almost stolen away here. Now it's on the floor. Dre really going after it. That's Mariah Dre. And what are we going to have? We're going to have a foul. Looks like that one's going to be on Sydney Dre. That could be her third foul. I'm not sure.
Kind of a tough way to start the third quarter, but the Dillingham Wolverines are aggressive toward the ball. So it is her third, and she's sitting on the bench.
And in her place comes in Shania Atteen for Dillingham. That's a bit of a blow for Dillingham. I'd have to say Sydney Dre is kind of the floor leader for Dillingham. Inside now as King Cove works the ball. They try to get it into UTEC. UTEC doesn't turn around, throws it back outside. Left corner there is Kuzakin out front to Kaylee Calver. Back to Kuzakin. Early going here in the third quarter. Nice drive, Kuzakin. Had a chance to shoot there. Instead, throws it over to UTEC. UTEC tries to save it. Gets it ahead to Sarah Schroeder. Drives all the way down. Up. No good on the shot. The rebound down to Samuelson. Cameron Samuelson for King Cove. Nice defense and gets the rebound, and it'll be King Cove. They're having a hard time getting a good shot off here against Dillingham's defense.
You know, they're trying to get it into the freshman where it is right now, and she just doesn't want to turn and put it up.
There's a three by Kuzakin. No good. Rebound down to Mariah Dre for Dillingham.
Mariah Dre had a nice block out there on the shot there, and her man was not able to go after the shot, so she had an easy rebound.
Atteen behind the three-point line, drives in, shoots a 12-footer, up and in. That girl's got a nice shot. She hit a nice three in the first half, and she just hit the little left-handed jumper from about 15 feet.
She's got five, yes.
Five-point lead for Dillingham, 23-18 with 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Kazakin right down the lane. Tried to bounce pass it to UTEC, but it's stolen by Atteen.
She was in the right spot at the right time. The King Cove rookie player ought to have taken it right up.
Mariah Dre gets it down to Evolt in the left corner. Bounce pass across to Atteen. Looks like King Cove is in a zone defense now, a 2-3 or a 2-1-2. There's a long shot put up by Atteen. That one missed everything, goes out of bounds, and it'll be King Cove ball. Cameron Samuelson will throw it in.
King Cove has, at the time, in different parts of the game, put on full court pressure, and Dillingham has too, but both teams want to set up their half court defense now. Man to man, Dillingham, and they got a turnover.
Pass went in there to Chanel Newman. Is that her name? Chanel, I think it is. Chanel Newman. And she traveled. She knew she did. She smiled about it. Ball goes back to Dillingham.
Brooklyn George in there for the Dillingham Wolverines.
Pass, tried to get it inside. Stolen away by King Cove. Ahead to Chanel Newman. She's got a wide open layup. Up and no good. Rebound down to Evolt. Mariah Dre, missed opportunity there for King Cove. But it'll be brought down now by Mariah Dre. Left side to Evolt. Inside to the player that just came in the game. Turns and hits the shot off the backboard.
Brooklyn George with two. She's a southpaw, as they call him.
Senior. And did a nice job as she comes into the game, and it's a 7-point lead now. This is the biggest lead of the game for either team. Dillingham in danger of running away here. Here comes Kuzak and has the ball stolen away by Mariah Dre. Mariah's going to bring it down, and the ball knocked out of her hand and out of bounds, and it'll belong to Dillingham. But nice steal by Mariah Dre.
Kuzak did an excellent job catching up with her and knocking it out of bounds, keeping the points off the board. Mack is in the game. And is that Utek sitting down?
Yeah, Utek sits down. Shankel Mack in the ball game. Mariah Dre inbounds it to Schroeder. Left side. Long shot put up and in. That's a two-pointer, but she's a good shooter. Sarah Schroeder.
She's got six.
And 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Now it's a 9-point lead for Dillingham. Kaylee Calver gives it off now to Samuelson on the left side. Back out front to Newman. Newman dribbles for King Cove, stops her dribble now, passes it off to Calver. Man-to-man defense, and Dillingham making it tough for King Cove to get a shot. Now inside to Mack, and chooses to throw it right back outside now into her. She's going to turn around and shoot. Nope, nowhere to go with the ball. Throws it away. George with it for Dillingham. Ball's on the floor, rolls out of bounds, and they're going to say it's Dillingham ball.
It's a good, tight defense there by the Wolverines to get a turnover.
King Cove just really having a hard time getting a shot off against this man-to-man defense of Dillingham.
Trying to get into their precise passing offense, yet without any effect.
Evolve just inside the three-point line. Long shot, and that one's good. Dillingham starting to heat up here with shooting from the outside. They've taken an 11-point lead now, 29-18.
Six by Evolve.
Newman with the ball for King Cove. Guarded by George. Inside once again to Mack. She throws it right back out to Utek. She tries a three-pointer. No good. Rebound on the floor. Taken down by Brooklyn George. Gives it to Mariah Dre. Mariah's straddling midcourt. I was going to see where she was going to throw that. That was a dangerous position to be in. She wisely holds onto the ball and brings it across half court. Hands it off now to Sarah Schroeder. Back out front. Brooklyn George misses the pass, but it's picked up by Maurer. Now to Mariah Dre. Dillingham running their offense. We're under 3 minutes to go now in the third quarter.
King Cove really, had good man-to-man defense.
Brooklyn George drove right down the lane, missed the shot, and then commits the foul. How often does that happen? You miss a shot, and then as you head up court, you commit a foul. Frustration.
I don't know if it was really frustration on her part. She just turned around and
ran into her.
The ball player stopped, you know. You know, the ball player knows what she wants to do, and you don't. You start running up. You know, that's why they do wind sprints, you know, so you can stop fast.
Yeah, those things happen. So King Cove with the ball. Here comes Mack. Gives it back off to Peyton Kazakin. Inside to Newman. King Cove just not getting any shots off. And there's inside pass comes to Mack, and she's called for traveling. Shankel Mack. So the ball goes back to Dillingham.
As Manicotic in the first game did not come out and play much in the third quarter, I think King Cove's got the same disease right now for their squad.
There's Schroeder on the dribble here for Dillingham. Gives it off to Brooklyn George. Brooklyn lost the dribble and then started again. That's double dribbling. And the turnover on Dillingham. It'll go back here to King Cove. King Cove needs to get something going offensively because they...
Right about now would be a good time. They're down 29-18. That's 11-point advantage for Dillingham. And at this point, it's very difficult to get that back.
King Cove has not scored, if I'm correct here, in the second half. They're 21-18 at half, and now it's 29-18. So Dillingham with an 8-0 run. There's a nice three-pointer put up by Chanel Newman, number 20, and she hit it for King Cove. So that ends their drought, and maybe that'll be a little jump start for the rookies. 29-21 now. Dillingham with the 8-point lead and a turnover as Mariah Dre throws it over there in the direction of two girls. Neither of them, each one of them must have thought the other girl was going to go for it, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be King Cove ball.
You're watching a little bit of Dillingham ball players, and Charlene Evall, she does a lot of running on that squad.
Calvert, turnaround shot in the lane, no good. Rebound down to Maurer. There's a long pass ahead for Dillingham. Evolt. Right back to Maurer. Maurer runs in, shoots, runs into her own girl. misses the shot, and here comes King Cove. Newman with the ball. Ahead to Calver. Calver for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by a new player that's in the ballgame here for King Cove. Number 15, that is Marilee Yachmenev. Yachmenev misses the shot. Rebound taken down here by Dillingham, but a steal by Kaylee Calver, who puts up a shot in the lane from about 10 foot, and that one's good.
7 points for her.
Kaylee Calver brings it back to a 29-23 game. So it was 11 points a minute ago, and now it's a six-point game. So nice little run here by King Cove. There's a block by Calver.
Very good hands-up action there by Calver to give King Cove rookies the ball right now. Look to cut the lead even further.
Calver back out to Kazakin. Into Calver. Turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound taken down by Dillingham.
That wasn't really a very good shot by Calver. She just kind of put it up, hoping that it might go in.
And there's the ball thrown away by Dillingham. And Coach Clark for Dillingham immediately calls a timeout, as that was kind of a lazy pass. And so it'll be timeout on the floor here.
Actually, there's some substitutions coming in really fast. I think it's almost like a hockey substitute. Half the team comes up for Dillingham, and the other half comes in.
Line change for Dillingham. Boy, there's a long three-pointer right at the buzzer. I wasn't even watching the clock. I didn't realize that we had gotten that close to the end of the third quarter. It kind of got frantic there for a little while. Maybe we'll just keep it right here as we regroup for the fourth quarter. You heard the buzzer sound, and the score is Dillingham up 29-23 over King Cove.
I was watching the Dillingham coach, and he just seems like, you know, if you ladies don't want to play, you'll sit down. So here's the chairs, you know. And he put in some substitutions right there with just a few seconds and caught everyone off guard. 21 there for King Cove. Kazakin had a nice shot from way out. Like you said, we weren't even prepared for the buzzer to go off, and there it was. And I think everyone was caught flat-footed. And Dillingham right now getting caught flat-footed for a portion of this third quarter, and King Cove able to cut it to six.
You could certainly say that was a quarter of runs, because Dillingham scored the first 11 points of the quarter, and then King Cove came back and scored the next 5 points. And that was all the scoring for the whole quarter. So 29-23 Dillingham as we head to the fourth quarter. Sidney Dre is going to be back into the game now. He'll be throwing it inbounds as we begin the quarter. Looks like MacArthur, is it? No, Kelsey Larson is into the ballgame here for Dillingham. Comes into Schroeder to Sidney Dre. Sidney drives down the left side, loses a handle on the ball. Back out to Schroeder. Schroeder almost lost it there. That could have been a double dribble call.
She was really wanting to get rid of that ball, but it just didn't come up high enough, as Dillingham really doing a lot of running right now, going back and forth.
Sidney Dre, three-pointer, no good. Nice rebound by Shankel Mack. He dribbles it out of there. Good job, King Cove. She's going to bring it down the court by herself.
Shankel was really looking for that outlet pass, which would have been nice.
Now she stops and gives it to Newman. Newman hands it off to Yachmenev. Back out front to Kazakin. We've played about him. There's a long one by Newman. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken down by Brooklyn George. That would have been a big play to get King Cove right back into the ballgame.
It had a straight line on that one, except it was a little bit too high. Came bouncing right back.
Here comes Brooklyn George down the lane. Bounce pass to Dre. Up and in. Nice ball movement by Dillingham there.
Yachmenev for King Cove really tried that steal and left her ball players 4-on-5, so you either get it or you don't.
Sidney Dre has 7, and it's back to an 8-point lead here for Dillingham with 6:45 to go in the ballgame. Haley Calver passes it out now to Kuzakin out front. Peyton gets the screen, drives down the left side, hands it back off to Calver. Calver back to Kuzakin. Kuzakin, long one, just off the mark. Rebound down to Shankel Max. She throws it back out to Kuzakin. Inside to Calver. Calver, nice drive. Turn, shoots. No good. Rebound battle for, taken down by Schrader of Dillingham.
Schrader was really right there for a good rebound, a defensive rebound for the Wolverines.
Sidney Dre brings it down now for the Lady Wolverines.
They've got an 8-point lead.
Right side to Evolt. Evolt drives the baseline, puts up an 8-footer, no good. Rebound taken down by Kelsey Larson. And we've got a tie-up underneath there, and the possession arrow goes to King Cove. A couple of substitutes coming in here for King Cove. Looks like that'll be
Samuelson and Randall
back into the ballgame.
Mack sits down.
And Yachmanov. UTEC's been on the bench for quite a while here. She's a tall girl for King Cove, but she's been on the bench for quite a while here in the second half. Under 6 minutes to go now. In the final quarter, King Cove will have the ball here. They trail by eight. They need some points.
Newman picking up her dribble long before she really wanted to.
Pass into Mack. Sorry, that's Cameron Samuelson. Excuse me. Cameron Samuelson gives it back to Kuzakin. Kuzakin guarded by Sidney Dre. Man-to-man defense here by Dillingham.
Very good defense there by Evolt. I mean, it was like she was all over her in no time.
There's a nice drive up the lane. Up and in by Kuzakin. Good drive.
She's got 10.
Kuzakin, the 5'3" senior, 10 points. Six-point ball game once again. This one's not over. 5 minutes to go. Inside to Schrader. Schrader loses a handle on it. That was a nice inlet pass, but she couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Ball will go back to King Salmon.
A little bit high for her, and King Cove got the ball. A little bit high. She had a nice look at the ball. She was wide open, but that ball, that pass was just about 2.5 inches too high.
King Cove trailing by six. They have the ball. They'd like to cut into that lead a little bit more, but they really have a hard time doing anything against this defense of Dillingham. Cameron Samuelson out to Zakin. Nice pass inside to Newman. Newman is fouled over the back there by Brooklyn George.
You know, that's what King Cove was doing the first half of the game, was precise passing in and out, and they've gone back to that game. A lot of girls cutting into the paint, getting good looks, but it's out of bounds to King Cove right now.
Cameron Samuelson to throw it in. A couple of screens are set, finally out there to Newman. Newman for three, no good, and the ball bounces out of bounds. It'll be long to Dillingham. 4:30 to go here in the second, in this fourth quarter.
Newman's only got 1 3-pointer. She's been trying hard to get a few more points, but that was a travel right there that they didn't see.
King Cove with the pressure. Here's a steal now by Calvert ahead to Newman.
Two on one.
To Kazakin. Oh, too many passes. Back to Newman. Misses the shot. Ball on the floor, taken away by Mariah Dre. There's a steal, though. Oh, a nice steal by Kuzakin. Puts up a shot right at point blank. No good. And here comes Dillingham once again. Missed opportunity there for King Cove, for sure.
Mariah Dre dribbled right into Newman. That's how she lost it down there on the defensive end. And she was right under the basket. Dillingham looked like they're having a little difficulties getting this movement going in.
There comes Maurer driving. She puts up a shot. I think that foul was on the floor before the shot, and so it'll be out of bounds here to Dillingham. That foul was on Calver, maybe?
That looks like possibly could be her fourth personal one, yep. So she's really got to take advantage. Dillingham's got to take advantage of that, and Calver's got to be careful.
Dre inbounds it. Sydney Dre to Mariah Dre. Shoots and misses. Evolt puts it up. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Sydney Dre. Now Sydney, right side to Maurer. Pass to a driving Dre, misses the shot. Here comes Kuzakin with it.
Two on two.
On the run out. The pass ahead. Saved there by King Cove, but throws it right into the hands of a Dillingham player. The other end, Schroeder up and in. Sarah Schroeder with 2 points.
She's sure-handed about a lot of those shots. Sarah's got 8 right now. And Dillingham really not playing fast break, but Sarah was wide open. And she's gone down that way in the fast break a couple of times during the second half. She converted on this one.
Sarah's a good shooter. She's got good hands, and when the ball's in her hands and she's got an opportunity to score, a pretty good chance she's going to come through.
She had 4 points from the free throw line earlier on in the game, and the last couple of points she's gotten are down low on the baseline. So she's she knows where she likes to shoot, and if she's open, she'll take the shot. Jeff, has high scoring for the Wolverines with 8.
3:21 to go in the ballgame. It's an 8-point lead now for Dillingham, so once again, King Cove is in need of some points here.
King Cove doesn't look like they're really in a big hurry. They're taking the ball down gently.
Up front here to Samuelson. To Newman. Newman's going to drive into the lane now. Tries to pass it in. Tried to force it into Calver, and it's thrown away, taken away here by Dillingham. Sidney Dre will bring it down for the Lady Wolverines. There's Schroeder with it. Guarded there by Samuelson. Down in the corner to Dre. Ooh.
She almost had a double.
Oh, it looks like a travel. She drives the baseline. Sidney Dre does. She's going to be fouled and shoot two. She is fortunate to be going to the line to shoot two because that could have been a travel call down in the corner.
Very easily because Aachen wasn't able to keep her position on it. Because Aachen really trying to play pressure defense and was taken out of the play.
Sidney Dre will shoot a couple of free throws. The first one is no good.
Still an eight-point lead. Dillingham, 2:45 in the fourth. A couple of Dillingham players moving up a little closer.
Second free throw by Dre, no good. Rebound taken down by Kazakin. She's going to run it out there. Now she's going to slow down. Left side, nice shot put up, no good. That one was put up there by Brandell. Rebound down to King Cove, though. Here's Kazakin. Ooh, thought about the three, doesn't. Brandell down the corner to Newman. Back out front to Kazakin. Only 2:20 to go here in the ball game, and the points have come pretty difficultly for King Cove. They need to be putting some shots up here, and they're just patiently running their offense. Inside to Larson. Puts up a tough shot under there, gets her own rebound. Throws it back out to Kazakin. Out front to Brandell. To Newman for three, and that one's good. They needed
Boy,
that.
That looked pretty. That really looked pretty.
Good shot by Newman. And it's a five-point ball game, 33-28. We're under 2 minutes to go, though. Here's Mariah Dre on the dribble. Gives it off to Schroeder. Schroeder out front with the ball. Right side to Mariah, to Sidney Dre. Dre on the dribble.
A minute 30. They look like they're going to take some time off the clock.
Sidney Dre to Mariah Dre. Mariah down the lane, loses a handle. Lucky to hang on to the ball. Mariah Dre guarded by Newman. Yep, looks like they're going to try to run some climb off here.
1:20 left.
Schroeder thought about throwing it underneath. Hangs onto the ball, guarded by Samuelson. Now she gets it to Evolt. Mariah Dre. She's going to go right down the lane, lay it up with her left hand. No good. The rebound down to Kazakin. Gives it off to Newman. Newman's going to quickly come the other way. Nice bounce pass ahead to Brandell, and Brandell loses a handle on it and is picked up by Dillingham.
Really,
that was a missed opportunity again.
Very big opportunity missed there by King Cove.
Under a minute to go now, 52 seconds in the ball game.
Dillingham playing wide offense now, really wide.
Sidney,
looking for that backcourt cut to make it an easy layup, but continuing to dribble.
Sidney Dre over to Mariah Dre. 38 seconds to go here in the ball game. It's a five-point game. Sidney Dre with it. King Cove needs the ball, needs some points. Sidney Dre dribbles, 28 seconds to go in the game.
Dillingham needs to
now
keep it into the sure hands.
Now they're going to have to foul. There's the foul by Kuzakin on Sidney Dre. Probably not the person you want to foul, but got to foul somebody before the clock runs out here. Only 23 seconds now left in the ball game.
7 points by Sidney and not in the one-and-one situation.
That's only the third team foul, so they can give up three more fouls and never have to go to the free throw line. So that's a tough situation. Inbounds pass here to Schroeder, and the clock continues to run. There's another foul. This one, once again, on Kuzakin, and that'll be her fourth, but only the fourth team foul, and so it'll be out of bounds again. And I think fouling's going to come a little bit too late here.
You should have come. You know, they take 5 or 6 seconds off, you know, before the coach yells the foul, and the gal fouls, you know, but that's...
Oh, there's a steal on the inbound pass taken away by Cameron Olson all the way down the floor, and then she sprains her knee. Oh, and she's hurting. She's on the floor, and the clock has stopped here with 11.7 seconds left, and we've got Cameron Samuelson on the floor, and she's hurting.
She is definitely hurting, and that knee injuries are never good, no matter how slight or how bad they can be. She's already got her left knee bandaged up pretty good, And it's her right knee right now.
The coaches beside her there, and they'll take good care of her. We got timeout on the floor, though, with 11.7 seconds to go in the ball game. Dillingham leading at 33-28, and we've got an injury here for the King Cove rookies.
Samuelson has 3 points. She was hoping to get a few more. She had a nice steal and a good run out. She had easily a good lane to the basket, but she made that quick stop, and the knee just didn't want to stay with her.
She's sitting up now and looks like she's doing a little better. I think her teammates are going to help her off the floor, so that's a good sign. The fans here give her a big hand, and she limps kind of gingerly, but at least she is walking with some help off the floor. We're glad to see that. She'll sit down on the bench, and we'll resume play here in just a moment. Good job by Cameron Samuelson, and we hope the best for her. And all the team, both teams are over there shaking her hand. That's a good bit of sportsmanship there. And it'll be out of bounds here to King Cove, I believe, with 11.7 seconds. They're going to need to get up a shot real quick here.
Quick and full court pressure. Let's see if they would like to try.
Randall inside to UTEC, right up and no good. The rebound taken down by Maurer, out to Sydney Dre. 7 seconds. She's coming all the way the other way. Lays it up. No good. The rebound taken down by Kuzakin. 2 seconds. Fires it up the length of the court. Nice long shot, but it misses. The buzzer sounds, and the game has ended with Dillingham Lady Wolverines defeating the King Cove Lady Rookies 33-28.
We would like to thank our end-of-the-game sponsors, Delta Western, Penn Air, Glacier Construction, Alaska Sportsman Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, CNC Heating, Worldwide Fuel, Bristol Bay Cellular, Little Creek Fisheries, NEA, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, King Flying Service, Al Lewis Bed and Breakfast, D&D, and the Bristol Bay Borough, all fine sponsors here on KAKN of our 2015 Round Robin Tournament.
Glad for our listeners down in the Sandpoint area as well on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. Thanks for listening to basketball here this evening. Here's a quick rundown of the how the players scored in this ballgame.
King Cove rookies, Calver had 7 points, 3 for Samuelson. Kuzakin had 10, Newman with 6, Mack with 2 for the Dillingham Wolverines. Sarah Schroeder with 8 points, Sydney Dre with 7, 6 from Charlene Evolt, 5 from Atene, and Katarina Maurer with 6 points. And even scoring by both teams there, Jeff, Dillingham just happens to come up on top 33-28.
That was a good ball game and a close ball game. Only a 5-point win for Dillingham, and both these teams will be in action once again tomorrow. We look forward to those games as well. What's the schedule look like? Looks like King Cove will play again tomorrow at 4 o'clock against Togiak. And for the Dillingham girls, they'll play tomorrow night at 7 against Bristol Bay. So we're going to take a little break here. We'll be back in about 15 minutes with the next game. That'll be the Bristol Bay boys against Togiak. Once again, the Dillingham Lady Wolverines defeat King Cove Lady Rookies 33-28. Thanks for listening to basketball on KAKN this evening.